Today's daf yomi is Gittin daf ayin av Gittin 71. Today's daf yomi, the Gemara tells us the following brisa. The brisa says, nishtates lo yotzi, that if a woman becomes insane, she can't be divorced. She can never be divorced. Nischarech hu o nishtate, but if the husband became insane, or he became unable to be of sound mind, he became what's called a chayresh, then lo yotzi olamas, he can never divorce her. So the Gemara wants to know why, in the case of the man, does it say olamis, that he can never divorce her, whereas for the woman, it just says she cannot be divorced if she's not of sound mind. So the Gemara suggests that the explanation follows in accordance with the position of Rabbi Yitzhak, who says, Dvar Torah, that biblically speaking, shota miskareshes, midi d'ave apikeches, bal karcha, that biblically speaking, a woman who is a shota actually can be divorced, because technically speaking, a woman, even if she's of sound mind, she can be divorced against her will. But what's the reason why the rabbis say she can't be divorced if she became not of sound mind? Now, technically speaking, a woman who's not of sound mind can be divorced, but the sages said that she can't be divorced because there's not going to be anybody to protect her or to watch her, and then she can be abused. And so therefore, the rabbis instituted that even though technically speaking, a woman can be divorced against her will, that's only a woman of sound mind. But if she's not of sound mind, she can't be divorced against her will, because then maybe she will be, God forbid, mistreated.